Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man arrested in Donegal yesterday who was wanted in the UK on multiple bestiality charges has appeared before High Court in Dublin. Motorists driving under the influence is said to remain a big concern within the Donegal Garda Division. There are calls for similar non-essential travel fines for people crossing from the south into the north to be introduced by the Northern Ireland Assembly. And today, on the 9th anniversary of the murder of Andre Allen in Bunkrana, Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news, a man arrested in Donegal yesterday, wanted in the UK on multiple bestiality charges, has appeared before the High Court in Dublin. Oliver Lowen, a former vet with an address at Main Road, Kesgrave in Suffolk, England, is also accused of possessing extreme pornographic material. Court's correspondent Frank Greeney has this report.
Sergeant Jim Kerwin from the Garda Extradition Unit gave evidence of calling to an address near Letterkenny in County Donegal just after 6:30 yesterday evening. He identified the man who answered the door as the same man who was brought before the High Court this afternoon. He told Mr Justice Paul Burns that he introduced himself as Ollie Fraser Henderson, an alias allegedly used by Oliver Lone. Mr Lone is wanted in the UK for 12 offences relating to material found on a laptop in April 2019. Among the charges he's facing are allegations of sexual activity with live animals, as well as possession of extreme pornography and indecent images of children. There was no application for bail today. Mr. Lone was informed of his right to consent to the extradition if he so wishes. If he chooses to fight it, a full hearing will be heard later this month. Frank Graney at the High Court.
The Taoiseach says he hopes people will be able to meet up outdoors after the 5th of March. A decision on what restrictions might be lifted will be made by Cabinet in 2 weeks' time. It comes as the government confirmed €160 million in further support grants for businesses with the scheme lasting until the middle of the year. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he hopes some of the Level 5 restrictions can be lifted next month.
I'd hope that after the 5th of March it'll be possible for, you know, households, for friends, family to meet outdoors. You know, that was part of the first reopening, if you remember, back in May. From around the middle of May, you were able to, you know, meet another household outdoors or in a garden. But like I say, and like the Taoiseach said, we're going to be conservative and cautious about this.
There are calls for similar non-essential travel fines for people crossing from the south into the north to be introduced by the Northern Ireland Assembly. New laws came into effect yesterday, giving Gardaí power to fine people €100 for travelling into the south for non-essential purposes. Donegal native Senator Robbie Gallagher says it's deeply disappointing that an all-Ireland approach to the pandemic has yet to be adopted.
The vast, vast majority of people are doing as they're being asked to do, and we have to accept that. Unfortunately, there'll always be the few who ignore the restrictions and the guidelines, and this is brought in as a deterrent for those people. But getting back to your point, I think it's disappointing, and I made the point yesterday in the Senate when I spoke on this, that despite the fact that we're dealing with a pandemic where people are losing their lives on a daily basis, we the two administrations, if you like, can't seem to come together on the one page to implement similar restrictions north and south. And that's hugely, hugely disappointing and frustrating.
We've heard concern at a local level here over the fact that perhaps not enough consultation was done with cross-border workers. And there are fears now among some people living in Donegal that have to travel into Derry over those differing laws that they might not be, you know, welcome in the likes of Derry and Tyrone now to a certain point because they're able to move more freely into the north compared to the people coming in from the north.
Yeah, this is one of the difficulties when you have two different approaches to tackling the pandemic. And the frustrating part about it is that we can't seem to get both administrations on the one page as regards restrictions, and that's unfortunate. But all we can do in the state is look after ourselves in that regard, and that there is a problem. And while I do accept that the vast, vast majority of people are doing as they're asked to do, some people are not. And there has been a problem with cross-border traffic.
Meanwhile, in the north, 275 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the lowest figure since before Christmas. 10 additional deaths have also been recorded. There are 579 patients being treated for the virus in hospitals in Northern Ireland, with 60 people in ICU. There are further calls for pharmacists to be allowed to assist in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine programme. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, along with other Donegal Ractus members, has written to the Health Minister urging him to permit pharmacists facilitate the administration of COVID vaccines and to ensure all pharmacy staff are vaccinated. It comes following a meeting between elected representatives and representatives of Donegal pharmacies last week, during which a number of concerns were discussed. Deputy Pringle says there's no doubt pharmacists could help accelerate the rollout of the vaccine.
Last Friday, a number of the Ractus members had a meeting with the pharmacy union, as well, the health-wise pharmacists in the county, and they were outlining their concerns in relation to how the government has been not dealing with them, really, in relation to the vaccine rollout and what needs to happen. And we agreed that we would make representations to the department and to the minister on their behalf to make sure that the pharmacy union is part of the rollout of the vaccination programme across Donegal.
And indeed, particularly relating to Donegal as such a rural county, this would be vital.
Yeah, I think so. Like, and I have to agree that the pharmacists are right in that the people see the pharmacies as part of the health services as well, and they are an integral part of it. Indeed, there are very many of the public-facing part of the health services that people see, because the pharmacies are all open during the lockdown and providing an essential service. And so I think that they can provide a service as part of the vaccination programme as well, which should be recognised now. And it's interesting that because of the mess of actually getting vaccines into the country, there is a couple of weeks' time now where the government could actually put this in place and ensure, working with the pharmacies, that they'd be able to participate in the programme.
And no doubt, having the pharmacists on board, it would quicken the process.
There's absolutely no doubt about that, and it would make sure that older people wouldn't have as far to travel to get their vaccine as well, which is vitally important. And but maybe quickening the process isn't what the government wants, because the process has been very slow as it stands.
Motorists driving under the influence is set to remain a big concern within the Donegal Garda Division. 12 people have been arrested for drink or drunk driving related offences in the county over the last week. Sergeant Una Walsh is warning that a zero tolerance approach will be taken.
That's nearly two a day. The numbers are far too high. And again, we're asking people to do the correct thing. We'll continue in our bid to make the roads a safer place by conducting necessary checkpoints and making arrests in this regard. I want to get the message out there that driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol will not be tolerated under any circumstances. If you decide to take a chance in relation to road safety, whether through drink or drug driving, you should be aware that we are out there conducting checkpoints on a regular basis, and you will be arrested and face the possibility of a court appearance and fine and disqualification from driving. Vast majority of people are compliant on our roads, but there are some who will continue to ignore the messages and the legislation, and it can be frustrating for us at times, but we will continue at all times to do our best in the matter. And again, in relation to the drug driving, you may not be aware that the drug is in your system, but it can be there for, in some drugs, up to a week.
Today, on the 9th anniversary of the murder of Andrew Allen in Buncrana, Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information. The 24-year-old was shot dead at his home at Linksview Park in Buncrana on February the 9th, 2012. A car believed to be involved in the murder was located on fire at Church Bray Fawn shortly after the shooting. Greg Hughes has more.
In a statement, on Garda Síochána say they are grateful for all the witnesses that have come forward and made statements, but Gardaí believe there are still people in both Buncrana and Derry City who have information that may assist with the investigation. Many people have been arrested and questioned over the past 9 years, and Gardaí are grateful for all those who've assisted the investigation. Gardaí, together with their counterparts in the Police Service of Northern Ireland, continue to investigate and are currently following several lines of inquiry on both sides of the border. Now, with the passage of time, Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information which may assist this ongoing investigation to make contact with them. Any assistance received may be instrumental in bringing this investigation to a successful conclusion. Anyone with information can contact the incident room at Buncrana Garda Station.
A new law that would allow the naming of murdered children should be enacted in a matter of weeks. That's the view of the Justice Minister after the government decided to back a bill being brought forward by Senator Michael McDowell. Minister McEntee says the decision was made to find the quickest way to amend the current law to facilitate change. She says the new law will address a number of key issues.
Firstly, to ensure that the child can be named where they are deceased, and this proposal will do that. Secondly, that the perpetrator or the alleged perpetrator can also be named. We need to make sure that this will apply retrospectively, so those really difficult stories we've heard about in the last few months, that this will apply to those families, that they can talk about, they can remember their children.
A Donegal County Councillor says there wasn't a word nationally about the massive backlog in driving test waiting times when it was confined to Donegal. It comes as new figures show that the waiting time to get a driving test is now 25 weeks compared to 6 weeks at this time last year, with 64,000 people across the country waiting to sit their tests. The pandemic is said to be the root of the major backlog, and it's thought it may not be cleared until next year. However, learning drivers in Buncrana faced a wait of 26 weeks to sit their tests over 2 years. Years ago, with councillors lobbying the RSA then to employ extra instructors to bring the waiting times down. Councillor Nicholas Crossan says it's regrettable to see how little Donegal seems to matter on the national stage.
The waiting time was about 26 weeks in Donegal, in particular in Annishowen, and I was highlighting this, and we've been living with it for a long time. There wasn't a peep from anybody. Now that it's hit Dublin and other parts of Ireland, there is a national outcry about this here. Every opposition leader and TD is crying about it. And I just saying, but up here, definitely Donegal will have been treated differently to the rest of Ireland, and it's just not on.
And back then, you know, while the issue is said to be now because of the pandemic and the current crisis we're in, that wasn't the case back then in Buncrana.
No, there was a shortage of driving testers, and the RSA were not employing anybody. I contacted the RSA through my RACTUS members in Dublin, and we've got extra testers, which brought the waiting time down to about 6 weeks, which was great. But even when this opens up again now, if the pandemic was to stop today, you're talking about next September before people getting a driving test, and we're going to be back to square one on Donegal, that we're going to be disadvantaged. The young people will not be able to travel to work, to hospital appointments, to their schooling, whatever the case may be. And I just think it's very, very unfair.
Sport in Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for home workouts at michaelmurphysports.ie with free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with rugby, and Leinster's Jack Conan has been added to the Irish Six Nations squad in anticipation of Peter O'Mahony's suspension. O'Mahony's facing a disciplinary hearing this afternoon following the red card he received in Sunday's defeat to Wales. Sexton and lock James Ryan are undergoing the return to play protocols after suffering head injuries in Cardiff, and are doubts for Sunday's visit of France to the Aviva. Despite the nature of last weekend's defeat in Cardiff, forwards coach Simon Easterby says the squad aren't worrying.
We have to hit the ground running, and as much as there's still a few sore bodies around, mentally the players are in a good place, and they understand what it'll take to get a result this weekend, and also the need to do that to stay alive in the competition.
France, they have made two alterations to their front row options for Sunday's game at the Aviva. Une Antonio and Hassan Collinger replaced their fellow props George Henry Colombo and Jean-Baptiste Gros. Meanwhile, Welsh flanker Dan Lydiot, he has had his Six Nations ended by an ACL injury. The 33-year-old sustained the injury against Ireland, a game which was his first international in 3 years. Thomas Williams has a hamstring problem, and Johnny Williams and Halam Amos, they have head injuries. They'll all have been released from the Welsh camp ahead of Saturday's clash with Scotland. And England head coach Eddie Jones has made two changes to his squad following their shock opening Six Nations defeat to Scotland. Kyle Sinclair and Manu Vinopolo, they returned for Saturday's match against Italy at Twickenham. Harry Williams and Tom West, they drop out. Moving on to soccer, Mike Dean will not referee a game in the Premier League this weekend after his request to stand down was granted. The top flight official made the request after he received death threats in the wake of two controversial red card incidents that he was involved in. Dean has been left off the list for this weekend's fixtures, but will still be the man in the middle for tomorrow night's FA Cup fifth round meeting of Leicester and Brighton. And the trend of European ties being moved to neutral venues has continued. Manchester United's Europa League last 32 first leg with Real Sociedad has been moved from the Basque Country to Turin. Flights from the UK and to Spain are currently blocked. Meanwhile, West Ham manager David Moyes, he'll look to get the better of his former team when the Hammers go to Manchester United in the FA Cup fifth round tonight. The Scot was sacked after just 10 months after replacing Alex Ferguson as United boss. Kick-off at Old Trafford tonight's at 7:30, and United they'll be without the injured Paul Pogba. United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is hoping home advantage will make a difference.
I think we're finding our way to score goals, create chances at home as well. So we're happy that we don't have to travel. Wish we had our fans behind our back, of course, but I'd rather play here than in London.
Before that, at 5:30, Burnley, they welcome Bournemouth to Turf Moor. The Burnley manager, Sean Dyche, admitted he'd love to win the FA Cup, but he won't prioritise the competition over the Premier League. Dyche knows the importance of a cup run, but says staying in the top flight comes first.
The prowess and the kudos and the finance, of course, being in the Premier League is so powerful now. The fans, players, everyone would still want to do well in the FA Cup and try and win it, but it just is a common sense kind of moment when you go, well, what is the real goal? And for Burnley, then it is to be in the Premier League.
There's two ties in the Championship tonight. Rotherham United, they play Cardiff City, and the bottom two clash when Sheffield Wednesday host bottom club Wickham Wanderers. In the Irish Premiership this evening, there's a fixture list down for decision, but there's two of those games off. Dungannon Swifts against Crusaders and Glenavon against Coleraine, both those games off. Elsewhere, Carrick Rangers, the bottom club, they host the top team Linfield. Cliftonville play Warren Point. Glentoran, they play Ballymena United, and second place Larne, they host Portadown. And in a show in soccer, the big news this week sees Shane Byrne step down as the Glengad United manager. During a highly successful 8-year term, the crew of men won 17 trophies under his leadership, four of which were Premier Division titles. Finally, for this evening in tennis, it took Ashley Barty just 44 minutes to secure a place in the Australian Open second round. The top seed beat Danka Kovic 6-0. 6-0. Defending champion Sofia Kenin, 6th seed Karolina Pliskova and Coco Gauff, they were all victorious today. But 2-time finalist Victoria Azarenka, she was beaten in straight sets by world number 61 Jessica Pegula. Men's 2nd seed Rafa Nadal dispatched Laszlo Giré in straight sets, and there was also victories today for Andrei Rublev and Danny Medvedev. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, an investigation is continuing into a car fire in Letterkenny. Shortly after 7:30 on Tuesday evening last, a blue Renault with a partial registration of 07DL was set on fire in a field in the Glencar Irish area. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have seen the vehicle before the fire or anything suspicious in the area to contact them in Letterkenny. Donegal County Council has advised of a further waiver of commercial rates, which will apply to specified business categories in the first quarter of 2021. The government has announced the waiver in order to reflect the current restrictions, to continue the supports available for ratepayers, and in recognition of the impact of the ongoing trajectory of COVID-19. Ben Finnegan has more.
This 3-month waiver is modified criteria from last year's version and is a separate standalone waiver scheme. A 100% waiver will be applied to all businesses for a 3-month period to the end of March 2021, with several categories expected. This waiver will take the form of a credit in lieu of rates due from January to March of this year. The broad categories of businesses the credit in lieu of rates apply include hospitality, leisure, miscellaneous entertainment, non-essential retail, airports, essential retail, health, service stations, personal care and childcare. There are some categories of businesses which were included in the 2020 waiver scheme but are now excluded from this new scheme. An application to Donegal County Council is not required. The council will automatically apply a 100% credit in lieu of commercial rates for the 3-month period.
A Donegal senator has called on the government to urgently close the digital divide. Senator Eileen Flynn says every child has a right to education, but thousands of children across Ireland don't have equal access to it due to unreliable or, in some instances, the absence of broadband, particularly in rural areas. She believes it's the government's responsibility to ensure every student has access to equal digital resources for educational purposes. Senator Flynn, speaking in the Shannon in recent days, says while this is an issue she has repeatedly raised, she will continue to do so until provisions are made.
We have a responsibility to make sure that children in Ireland have equal access to education. I brought this before this House 6 months ago, speaking about children who are living in very disadvantaged areas that don't have equal access, that don't have money to buy laptops, that don't have the fine, don't even have a space to study leader. It's a topic, it's a conversation that's way back in the government's agenda, and I think, Leader, it should be brought up to the very top of the agenda right now. ESRI report tells us that children from disadvantaged areas suffered the most during the pandemic because of the digital divide. Also, Leader, young men and women, young children in counties such as County Donegal still don't have equal access to broadband. We have companies like Tree that's providing SIM cards. Leader, that's not the responsibility of companies and volunteers to provide these services. This is something that the government needs to take on, and it's something that the government, and especially the Department of Education, needs to take on, because we can't say all children have a right to education when all children don't have access to that right of education. I know of many young children that have to still go down to their local school once a week to get their books and to get copies and to get the homework off the teacher. So that child and mother and extended children are putting themselves at risk by going down to the school collecting that information. It's so important, and if I have to keep bringing it every single week until it's heard, it's something that I'm going to do, because it's really falling between the gaps, and it's the children that's unfortunately the ones that's losing out.
Engineers at Donegal County Council are being urged to look at improving safety measures at two junctions on one of the main arteries into Letterkenny. Residents living at Lochnagin and the Golf Course Road areas of the town are said to be finding it increasingly difficult trying to access the main Remelton Road due to the speed some motorists are travelling. The council has confirmed that a safety assessment will be carried out on the stretch. Councillor Jimmy Kavner raised the issue at today's sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District and says a number of actions can be taken.
It is dangerous, and I know probably limited in what can be done there as well because of the road width and so on. But, you know, I think there's no signage at all, for example, to say children crossing or any sort of warning. So I think proper lining and signage for starters would be a significant help to the area. I think as well that those kids need somewhere to wait for a bus in the morning. There's nowhere. They're basically standing in a ditch, and you know, a bus shelter would help there as well, and it could serve the purpose for local link as well, of serving that area when they're coming into town. And so you know, I think the small things can be done without spending a fortune of money, but I think it does definitely need attention.
Weather now bitterly cold tonight, with a widespread sharp to severe frost setting in. Temperatures will drop to between -1 and -5 degrees, with icy stretches forming. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a man arrested in Donegal yesterday, wanted in the UK on multiple bestiality charges, has appeared before the High Court in Dublin. Oliver Lowen, a former vet with an address at Main Road, Kesgrave in Suffolk, England, is also accused of possessing extreme pornographic material. The Taoiseach just says he hopes people will be able to meet up outdoors after the 5th of March. A decision on what restrictions might be lifted will be made by the Cabinet in 2 weeks' time. There are calls for similar non-essential travel fines for people crossing from the south into the north to be introduced by the Northern Ireland Assembly. New laws came into effect yesterday, giving Gardaí power to fine people €100 for travelling into the south for non-essential purposes. And today, on the 9th anniversary of the murder of Andrew Allen in Buncrana, Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information. The 24-year-old was shot dead at his home at Linksview Park, Buncrana, on February the 9th, 2012. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 9th. The death has occurred of Pat McMenamin, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Rosary will be streamed live this evening from the Church of Mary Immaculate Stornoder at 9 o'clock via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stornoder. Requiem Mass will be streamed live tomorrow morning from the Church of Mary Immaculate Stornoder at 11 o'clock via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stornoder, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to family-only place, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Jim Canny, 8 Portseal Ballyrean, Letterkenny. Mass can be viewed at 12 noon tomorrow from the Church of the Irish Martyrs at Ballyrean Facebook page. Burial afterwards in Lex Cemetery. Due to ongoing HSE and government restrictions, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted.